Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors.
Let's keep it cooking. This is Cadillac in the town. Cadillac, what do you got?
What's up, DB? Hey, Deanna, congrats again. I was calling to say, man, the Warriors been light years ahead on their decision-making for their team. So I doubt that Boogie's inception into the lineup is going to be detrimental to their goal is to acquire another championship. So I think Boogie's going to be fine. Like you said, he's going to be rusty because it's going to be a year off or whatnot. But he'll probably 10 points, 6 assists, and maybe 3 boards or so. But so I know that's not the request out.
Cadillac, where'd you go? Where'd you go? I didn't hang up on you. Were you still there?
I'm right here.
All right.
I'm right here, DB.
Yeah.
I don't know what you got, what you didn't get, but I said, Boogie's going to be fine. And I was saying, hey, Deanna, congrats to you again. This Cadillac with the twins. But yeah, the Warriors have been light years ahead on their.
We got most of your call. We did. I thought you saw you drop there at the end, Cadillac. But thank you very much. I thought you had a song request, and you were like, "Yeah, no, you're not taking requests, and we're not taking requests. We're really not." But in case you want to request Boogie Wonderland, we got that for you too. Yeah. This whole thing's kind of shameful, isn't it? Let it be written in stone. There is zero shame in this show's game. I wish you could all see Gianna right now.
Dude,
she actually
is good music.
Look at you.
It's good music.
Was that voguing? Did you just vogue?
I think you just
vogued. 888-957-9570. We're celebrating all things Boogie. It's happening again. I'm excited again. They're clearly about to win another NBA championship. To hell with the haters. I mean, really think about it. This team has done a masterful job, like, brandishing whatever weapon it had that night. You know what my favorite scene is in just about any 80s movie that's got Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone in it? I never liked the fight scene. I never liked when they were actually battling in the climax of the movie. My favorite thing in any of those, like Predator, Commando, any of those movies, my favorite part of that movie is when they would gear up.
Get ready to go.
When they would all gear up.
Ready for the fight.
Yeah, strapping on the tools of ignorance. I need my grenades across my bandolero belt. I need my Gatling gun. I got to put my eye black on. Oh, when Schwarzenegger's putting on the eye black in Commando, I mean, that makes you just want to run through a wall when you're a little kid, right? And you see that for the first time. He's on the beach, and he's just out of the raft, and he's getting ready. He's going to go save Alyssa Milano. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's all happening, and it gets very, very exciting when they're gearing up. The Warriors are gearing up. They got a new weapon to strap on. And they've never really had a weapon like this. And again, the Warriors have been fascinating with the weapons. The Warriors have been fascinating with the weapons that they've had. I mean, think about it. Think about it. They had two of the greatest shooters in NBA history. And so what they did do, they decided to release them. Like, release the hounds. Let those guys go be those guys. They found Draymond's sweet spot, and they helped him maintain, like, this defensive mastermind presence right up until he gets hurt this year, and it looks like he's not hurt anymore, and what do you know, he's back to being a mastermind on the defensive end of the board. And, like, with all due respect to all the gaudy numbers that Kevin Durant used to hang in Oklahoma City, honestly, with all due respect to those numbers and the MVP year and all that stuff, none of it matters. This is the best basketball he has played in his entire career. And what bought it out of him? I mean, what brought it out of them? It was the Warriors. It was the coaching staff, the culture, the team, the uniform. I don't care. the most pressing question facing this team and its future is, what color headband is DeMarcus Cousins going to wear tonight?
That's a good question.
I'm glad you like it. The real questions about this weapon that is DeMarcus is, A, how dull is the weapon? B, how quickly can they sharpen the weapon? And C, how do they best use the weapon to their advantage? You know, here's the deal. If he's not playing well, you know what I think Steve Kerr should do if he's not playing well and he's having trouble with the switches and maintaining a defensive presence about him? If he's having trouble, you know what I think I'd do? Sit him down. Looney, get out there. Come on. Boy, DeMarcus is having trouble with all these switches. Oh, well, what do you know? We have this ridiculously built team behind him now. All of a sudden, the bench you thought was thin, a little thick. Kevon Looney is a switching goofball. He can come out and do that against anybody. And it's just, you know, the whole thing, as excited as we are, and, you know, I like this song, but I like the other song better. I got to be totally honest
really?
With you. I do.
Okay.
I do. I'm going back to Casey and the Sunshine Band.
How come we haven't had a little taste of honey? Boogie Oogie Oogie.
Well, because I don't have it on my board.
So
I'm making requests. I'm
not taking any requests. That's like a...
You weren't here
perfect.
That day.
You
weren't here that day.
I'm here now.
I'm your blues man. That's what I hear.
Much better.
So, by the way, when Ryan Hollins joined us in our next segment, should we even, like, wait, like, every single time he tries to tell us anything about the Clippers, just be like, yeah, okay, Ryan.
Definitely.
Yeah, I know. Mo Harkless could be a matchup problem tonight, but have you thought of this? By the way, Mo Harkless could be a matchup problem tonight. That's not a joke. That's actually real. Let's go to Renee in Oakland. Renee, what do you got tonight?
Oh, my God. Can you believe it? He's actually going to set out on the floor. We have a guy who can shoot three-pointers from 45 feet in front of three people and single-handedly win a game. We have another guy who can shoot the ball and score 60 points and only dribble 11 times. We have another guy who can score 40 points on 10 shots because he's that efficient. And we have an all-star center.
There you
this
go.
This is unfair. The rest of the NBA is over. Shut it down. This feels great. As a lifelong Warrior fan, this is like redemption for just years and years of awfulness. Let's crush it to the rest of the NBA. Never lose again. I love it.
Rack that guy.
He's feeling it. He is feeling it.
It really is. It's amazing, you know. Let me tell you what really ends this whole thing. It's honestly not even DeMarcus Cousins. I'm going to ruin the season for you. I got a spoiler for you. Are you ready? I got a spoiler.
Okay.
Turn this down. We're going to get serious. We're very, very serious right here. You want to know what the spoiler is for this entire season? It's simple. Turnovers. All the Warriors need to do is keep valuing possessions, and this entire conversation is over. Like, that's it. That's all there is to it. Boom. That's it. That's all. Good night, folks. Don't turn the ball over, and it's curtains. Like, the next time you're talking to your friends, like, I don't know, man, what's wrong with this team? I say, what about, you know, what if they're giving too many minutes to some guys and not enough minutes to other guys? What if you're Tim Kawakami, like, breathlessly logging regular season minutes and rotations? Like, oh, come on. There's more fun to be had in the sport of basketball than that. The next time your friends are trying to sound clever to you, here's what I want you to say to them. If you think three more minutes for Jerebko and not McKinney, like, unlocks the secret of NIM, calm down. That ain't it. It's not going to be with three more minutes for Jerebko instead of McKinney. That's not going to do it. Protect the ball. Don't turn it over. And now, should the ball be in your center's hand at the end of the possession, and that not be Kevon Looney, but actually DeMarcus Cousins, not a guy like Jordan Bell who's playing out of position, who doesn't really know what to do with the ball in the post or anything like that. No. You're going to get to give it to this guy.
Where I'm at, where I am.
I mean, no offense. Who would you rather pound the ball to? This guy? Or this guy? I mean, that's it. Anybody who's worried about DeMarcus, here's your choice. You have this or... That's what I am. I'm here to whatever I can. Be it early morning, late afternoon, or in midnight. All right, let's real quick. We're going to plow through these calls real fast. This is John in Concord. John, make it quick.
Hey, how you doing, Damon? How you doing, Gianna?
We're great.
Hey, you know what? The only way to best describe this team and the game that they're playing is, you know how your friend tells you a story, a drunk story, and you're like, man, that guy is out of his mind. Look, this team is amazing. They're great. I don't know what else to say. I'm speechless, but just remember that, man. That's the only accurate way to describe what we're seeing out there is either you got to be on something and you're telling your friend, but that's how it goes, man. Peace.
Thank you very much, John. Well done. I just looked at the clock. We'll come back and take more calls. We're going to have... We're going to have Ryan Hollins join us a little bit later. Not coming up right. Like bottom of the hour for Ryan. Instead of 4:20. We're going to come back. We'll take more calls. Then we'll get Ryan on. We'll talk to him about tonight's game. But right now, the one and only Gianna Franco, your boogie woman, if you will.
Is it time? It's time.
Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
We'll be saying hello to Ryan Hollins in just a little bit here on 95.7 The Game. He is one of the Clippers broadcasters. He's played in the league. He's been a teammate of Boogie's. So we've got him coming up in just a little bit. More of you right around the corner. People are just throwing in all these requests. We can't fill all these requests. We simply cannot do it. However, one did cross my mind. And since it is my third favorite song.
Third favorite?
My third favorite song on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack, Behind Only You Never Can Tell by Chuck Berry and Let's Stay Together by Al Green. This is not right, though. I'm going to tell you right now something's wrong by this. Something's off. Is this like some karaoke version of it?
This is not cool in the game.
Some instrumental version of it or something? I don't know.
Like I felt like you were going with Jungle Boogie there.
That was Jungle Boogie, but it's not the Jungle Boogie that anyone should ever.
There was the get down. Put,
yeah, exactly.
Get
down. No. We got to work on that one. No karaoke sounds. No instrumentals off of YouTube. Give me the real deal, or give me nothing at all.
You'll probably find it.
I would think so.
We're
only at a radio station with six other radio stations in it. I think we could probably find that one before it's all said and done. 888-957-9570. Al is in Pacifica. Al, what do you got?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I'm going to blame you guys. I left work early because I got way too excited to do any work, and I just want to wait for the Warriors game to start.
Yeah, I'm here to help. I'm here to ruin your career with some NBA excitement.
Oh, yeah, it's done. It's done for today. Original lyrics to Boogie Night goes, because Boogie Cousins plays for the Warriors now. Just a heads up for you guys. Those were the original lyrics. Hey, I got a couple points for you about Boogie Cousins' attitude, man. I say Boogie's never played for Steve Kerr or a Zen Master coach like Steve Kerr. He's not going to have any attitude problems. He's going to be fine playing with all these all-stars. And if he does, which I really want to see, I want to see the Warriors with Boogie number one in technical fouls, Draymond Green number two in technical fouls, and a championship. This says we can beat you on the court, and we can also take it off the court if you would like to, you know, use that secret tunnel that the Clippers do.
Well, here's the deal. You know, if technical fouls meant they were bowing up against NBA competition, that'd be one thing. Technical foul means you've run your mouth too far with an official. And, like, that's the one thing that I hate more than flopping. Like, take the call, whether it be good or bad, and just walk in the other direction. You know, you playing in the third quarter is more important than you getting everything off your chest right now, Draymond or DeMarcus. Let's not have that. By the way, do you know that this is the very... When I say that this is the first time DeMarcus has been on the Warriors, I mean any DeMarcus. This is the first DeMarcus.
Oh, really?
There's never been a DeMarcus in a Warriors uniform. I looked this up today. I was bored this morning.
Well, we only need one.
There's never been another DeMarcus. So we really have historically been DeMarcus free, and now there's no version of this team without him for the rest of the year, hopefully. That's what he's hoping for. And this is one of the most fascinating upcoming NBA experiments you're going to see all year long. I mean, I can't think of anything else that is officially as uncharted territory in terms of, can a player with this skill level come back from that injury at that size on a team this good? There is so much on the line. 888-957-9570. This is Steve in Vallejo. What do you got, Steve?
Hey, D. Bruce. January 18, 2019. It's a player's holiday here in the Bay. Boogie nights, baby.
It's beautiful.
I think the rest of the league is just playing for second place at this point. I mean, you might as well pack it up, go home with your little Eastern Conference Championship trophy, call it a day. And I think the Dubs are going to send off the old Millennium Falcon of NBA arenas. They're going to send that bad boy off with a championship. I'm excited. Next year, opening day already, to raise a banner in the new Chase Center.
Thank you. Steve, by the way, Joe did stop by this afternoon with his wife. They can finally go out and have an afternoon cocktail. So they were having a happy hour.
Good for them. They just had a baby. It's nice to see them out and about getting a break.
Absolutely. So I'm sure he appreciated the uptick very much. Kashmir, Walnut Creek. What do you got, Kashmir?
Hey, great show, Damon, as always. Hello, Gianna. Damon, where do you see Joe Lacob's legacy? And do you think he could hang out with, if Jed York hung out with Joe Lacob, do you think he could help him? And one last question. Are you as excited for John Wick 3 as I am, too? So I'll take your answer off air. Great show, Damon.
Thank you. So I like John Wick 1, but that's where I think I'm going to leave it. Like, I would imagine the sequel would be just like the first, but with different styles of shootings in it. So I wasn't there for John Wick 2. I'm not going to be there for John Wick 3. One Wick is all I needed.
Okay, good to know.
I like the first one, but I'm good.
I didn't see the first one.
I'm set. You wouldn't like it. You wouldn't like
okay.
it.
Okay.
What else was he talking about?
Joe Lacob's legacy.
Oh, that's right. So I don't know if Joe Lacob could by osmosis make Jed a good owner, but Jed is hopefully on his way to being a good owner by hiring the right people and staying out of their way. That's like the best he can do. And that really is all Joe Lacob did. Joe Lacob hired the right people and stayed out of their way. And he's been an amazing owner. Right now, he is, I mean, the great owners in the history of Bay Area sports are as follows. Larry Bear, even though it's not like just him, but he's the symbolic owner. Giants ownership has done a really nice job for itself.
They have.
You've got Joe Lacob, who is now on par with basically, you know, the DeBartolos. I mean, that's where he is. Joe Lacob is standing shoulder to shoulder with Eddie D as the greatest owner in the history of Bay Area sports. He truly is. So this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun, even if tonight doesn't go perfectly. The rest of this year is just so perfectly set up for the Warriors to figure it out and then be ready to go at the right time.
Damon, when was the last time a team started 5 All-Stars?
So if you really want to go back through NBA history, you got to go back to like 5 players on the same team who were All-Stars the previous year. That's the 75-76 Celtics. We're talking JoJo White, Charlie Scott, Dave Cowens, Paul Silas, and John Havlicek. 4 out of 5 of those guys ended up making the Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
But they weren't, I don't know if everyone was an all-star or they were just all-star caliber players. The New York Knicks not only had 5 all-stars from the previous year, the 71-72 New York Knicks, but the team also had 6 future Hall of Famers in Walt, Clyde Frazier, Earl the Pearl Monroe, Dave DeBuscher, Jerry Lucas, Willis Reed. They're all in the Hall of Fame. Bill Bradley, he was on that squad, but he wasn't in the All-Star game that year. But he is in the Hall of Fame. And you know who else is in the Hall of Fame? Came off the bench for that team? A guy named Phil Jackson.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I've heard of him.
Has there ever been a team built quite like this? The answer is maybe a little if you stretch the parameters of your definition of like this team to just, all right, well, all the All-Stars are here on the roster, then, yeah, I guess there's been one or two examples of this.
But most notably, the closest has been about 40-plus years ago. 75, 76, you said.
Yeah.
Right? That's crazy.
And what's amazing is sports is copycat.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have teams trying to copy what the Warriors are doing right now. I don't think you can duplicate this formula anywhere else. You certainly can't duplicate this formula without 2 or 3 years of drafting Hall of Famers. Like, oh, we found a Hall of Famer in the second round, just like the Warriors did. And before you tell me Draymond Green isn't a Hall of Famer, let's see where his career ends up. He wins 2 more titles. I'm telling you, he's in. The Hall of Fame, when it comes to basketball, is the most liberal when it comes to opening its doors to people who've made a big impact on the game. Like, the Hall of Fame makes sure that, you know, like there are Venezuelan women basketball coaches that you've never heard of in the Hall of Fame. If they can make it, so can Draymond with 2 more titles. So it's a possibility for that to happen. These are fun times.
They are.
Like I said, chapter is closed. This is not a new chapter. This is a whole new book. We go from Old Testament to New Testament. There was never a DeMarcus with the Golden State Warriors. Now DeMarcus is with them. And for better or for worse, just like a marriage, there's no getting out of this until the end of the year. This is the biggest game of his NBA career tonight. He's never been to the postseason. I would say he's never played in an NBA regular season game that really mattered. And look, the Warriors can lose tonight. The Clippers can win tonight. And will it matter come NBA Finals time? I don't think so. So even though this game doesn't matter to the overall arcing success of the Warriors season, I think it's got to matter so much personally to DeMarcus Cousins. And it is going to be the springboard that either launches this team happy into the Los Angeles weekend, getting ready to play the Lakers on Monday, or give everyone a little angst to wrap up in a blanket between now and then. We will overreact no matter what happens. That's the one thing I can promise you. Ryan Hollins, former NBA player. He played with DeMarcus in Sacramento. He is now Clippers broadcaster. Ryan, thank you very much for joining us here this afternoon. Welcome to the Damon Bruce Show. How you doing, man?
Oh, doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
So we're really happy to have you on. Obviously, you're well-versed to talk about tonight's game. But as a person, hopefully you can tell us a little bit about DeMarcus, who, you know, this is a guy that the press was mostly negative. The player was mostly effective, but there always seemed to be a dark cloud hanging over him. Was that something that the media was right about or wrong about?
There are elements that were a little right, and I think he's been heavily scrutinized to a fair extent that wasn't fair. And I think he'll be the first to tell you, man, that he's made some mistakes in this league and, you know, maybe got a little too emotional in certain situations that he'd like to have back. But nonetheless, man, you can never fault that man, DeMarcus, for his efforts and also for the way that he wants to win. I played with a couple of guys, and I'm not going to name names, but some guys go get their numbers and they're losers. And DeMarcus Cousins can easily go out and get his numbers, and he can play to win also. And losing does something to him. He's never been comfortable with losing. That's why I couldn't be happier for him to have an opportunity in Golden State, because, I mean, I swear to you, every single loss just wore down on him. And I'm not saying condoning any of his actions or behaviors, and neither would he, as I said earlier, but – I mean, the dude wants to win. He wants to have true success in this league.
Well, and I'm just thinking, too, that the change of scenery and walking into a dressing room quite like this is just got to change his outlook, his perspective, and maybe even his personality a little bit. He's never had teammates like this. He never had a supportive he's never had a front office quite like this. He's never had a coaching staff like this. And he's never had the game taken away from him in the way that it just was due to the injury. So I think there should be a level of appreciation about the situation he's in that'll just take him through the rest of the year, I hope.
No, you're absolutely right. And here's the reality for a lot of young stars in the NBA.
DeMarcus Cousins never had a guy to teach him how to be a star. Myself, Reggie Evans, Carl Landry, we had a number of veterans, you know, placed around him, and there's only so much that I can give DeMarcus Cousins. But as far as being a real star, real NBA champ, the lessons that he's going to learn from Steph, from KD, from those guys, there's so much value there. And like I said, I could not teach him how to be an NBA champion. I couldn't teach him how to be a star. A lot of that he did on his own, and he figured it out. And now he's just blessed for the opportunities that he has. And, like, you know, he's doing some real learning. He's sitting back and learning. And the one thing a lot of people don't know is DeMarcus is easily, hands down, one of the smartest teammates that I ever played with. So, he's picked up a lot. You see him sitting out.
Hey, Ryan, your phone's breaking up on us a little bit there. It seems like I got you now. I can hear you again.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you know, he's sitting out and he's learning from a lot of those mistakes and how he could be effective and a better player on the floor.
Ryan Hollins, former NBA player, again, former teammate of DeMarcus's, now with the Clippers as a broadcaster. So where are your eyes going to be tonight? What are you looking for as the first test you want to see DeMarcus passing? To me, I just want to see how he's moving on the court. Like, let me see his just body motion. I don't care if he finds his jump shot tonight. Hopefully he's moving well.
You know what's really interesting? Obviously, movement is the first thing, coming off an Achilles tear. This wasn't an ACL. And we know if it's an ACL, he can actually come back and be jumping higher and running faster. But the reality is, this injury could slow him down. It could be another year before we actually see the run of DeMarcus Cousins. What was interesting is when we were in Sacramento and George Karl got there, George Karl played an fast, quick tempo, and DeMarcus had a lot of he gave DeMarcus a lot of responsibilities and a lot of leash, in the sense that DeMarcus would almost play like a point center role. And when he got rebounds, he would push on a break and assist the guys, and Boogie actually likes to handle the basketball and pass and do those things. So there are a lot of questions of, is he going to play at the pace of Golden State? Is he going to slow them down? He has the abilities to do that. It just may not be for 40 minutes a night. It may be 25 to 15 minutes a night of really, really effective basketball, and that could be just what the Warriors need. But the dude loves to pass. You can run offense through DeMarcus Cousins. And then you got Steph Curry, who is just effective on the ball as he is off the ball, and Durant in those situations. So it could be really, really a pick-your-poison type of scenario with Cousins.
It's going to be fun to watch it all unfold. Like I said, this is not a new chapter in the Warriors season. It's a completely new book, and it's almost like they're 0-0 record-wise again. And this season is whacked up into two halves. Before DeMarcus and now with DeMarcus. Forget the All-Star game, which used to break up the year. DeMarcus is now the reason that we separate one half of the season from the other. When it comes to matchups tonight, what Clipper do you think gives him the biggest headache?
Montrezl Harrell, man. Montrezl Harrell is poised to have a monster night. And if the Clippers have any chance, it's not just going to be taking on the challenge of one-on-one defense. It's Montrezl Harrell. And I say that because if you go small, he's going to eat your lineup for lunch. And there have been problems with the Warriors and the excitement of Cousins getting back to just have some rebounding and shot blocking and a presence in the paint. And DeMarcus coming off an Achilles injury, he's going to run him and try to pick and roll him to death. I mean, Montrezl Harrell could be the fastest center in the game, if we can even call him a center with his type of skill set. So that's going to be a headache for him. And back to your statement about playing in second halves, the Warriors have been playing really, really well lately. Well, guess what they've been seeing? Guess what they've been seeing on the sidelines in practice? They've been seeing DeMarcus Cousins going through full practices, seeing him healthy. So before he's even stepped on the floor, you want to attribute, a part of his success to DeMarcus being back. It's the best kept secret, and all of a sudden they're balling out. So, those guys can feel it. Oh, man, we're close. And, you're giving up paint touches, you're giving up rebounds, and they're looking up at their roster and going, man, we got a guy here that's going to clean all that up. So you can feel that energy up in the base.
No, there's no doubt about it. I heard Bob Myers talking about this today. You heard guys that shoot around. The Warriors are a little bouncy. They're excited to play a regular season game, which means The NBA better take notice. Ryan, thank you very much for joining us, man. Appreciate your time this afternoon.
My man, anytime, brother.
Thank you so much. Ryan Hollins, good to have him on here on 95.7 The Game. It really is. Bob Myers had this today, walking, what was it? Was he on with Afternoon Delight? Little Bonte, little Greg Papa? Bob Myers. You can even tell Bob was a little distracted in this answer. Like, there's just so much buzz around this team right now. Even Bob, who is normally focused, there's a little going on right here. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me turn the sound back
up.
I had to mute it because I was playing too much KC and the Sunshine Band. Here we go.
It'll be a huge overreaction. So what? Fun. You know, let it play out. But I think I just rode over with Steve. Our team's having our kind of a meal after shoot-around. And we were laughing. We said, whatever comes of it, we're not going to win the NBA Finals tonight, and our season's not going to go down the drain. So but it'll be fun. I'm actually excited, like from even personally excited to see, because it's the beginning of DeMarcus Cousins on our team. But we have to caution ourselves. That's what it is. It's just the beginning.
There it is. Just the beginning. What's the best part of any relationship? Oh, the beginning. When you're just meeting, you're just dating, kitty. You're just getting to know each other. You got the butterflies.
Yep.
And you can feel the Warriors that got the butterflies. You know, changing it up a little bit. It's something this team loves to do. DeMarcus Cousins, the independent variable. How will he change the equation? 888-957-9570. We got Luke in San Lorenzo. How are you, Luke?
Hey, Damon. How's it going?
Love your show, as always. Thank you.
So, yeah, something I think the national media hasn't talked about, like, at all, that, you know, you and Ryan got into in your interview a little bit, is that DeMarcus might have a little rust. You know, I was reading some stuff on ESPN, a Bleacher Report earlier today, and they're, you know, calling this, like, oh, this is, like, the future of the NBA. Like, this is going to break all the offensive records. And I think it will. I think it'll be amazing. I truly do. But they're acting like DeMarcus is going to come back, and then the Warriors team that scored 140 against Denver last week is going to score 160 tonight. Like, that's not going to happen. He's playing, like, 20 minutes. And, like, you talk about it a little bit. But he might, you know, like Ryan was saying about the Achilles, it's not an easy injury to come back from. He hasn't played in 357 days. He's not going to be as bouncy at first, you know. And I think that some of the national media might say, oh, the Warriors, you know, they're the Warriors that are going to win it.
Luke, not only does DeMarcus have his own level of rust to knock off, he then now, he needs to adjust to the NBA, which is officially 15 to 20 miles an hour faster this year than it was last year. I mean, DeMarcus playing last season's pace tore his Achilles. Last season's pace is like a snail's pace compared to this season's pace. So not only does DeMarcus need to catch back up with his own body, he then has to make sure that body can catch up with the rest of the league. Tom Haberstroh wrote a really good article about how this is a wait and see issue. And weight is the key word there. He's listed at 270 pounds. He is one of the 10 heaviest players in the NBA, listed at 270. And the entire NBA world's going to be watching this one closely. You know, how does he look? How does he move? Will the Warriors be playing through him? Are they going to run sets for him? How many minutes, obviously, is going to be a question that everybody is tracking. Is he going to be a defensive liability? All of these questions will be answered not just tonight, but over the course of the next several months of basketball. But there aren't many examples, writes Haberstroh, of players as large as Cousins returning to play at a very high level. And if they are that large, they certainly weren't all NBA players. And even if you can find me a large all NBA player, chances are that guy wasn't on a team that was almost predisposed to win an NBA title. So this really is a completely unique situation. At Kentucky, he was listed at 292. He ballooned to 308 at the end of the 15-16 season, according to a Basketball Insider Index, before cutting down to 275 ahead of Team USA camp in the summer of 2016. So after getting a little chunky, Boogie got right. He found Nutrition Jesus, and he really cut a lot of weight. As a matter of fact, Coach K even said when DeMarcus showed up for Team USA practice that he was in unbelievably good shape. His weight swelled. You're not going to believe this. Guess what time his weight swelled a little bit last year?
When?
Right when he was traded to New Orleans.
Wow.
Have you ever spent a week in New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
How much weight did you put on in 1 week in New Orleans?
All I know is I ate my way through New Orleans.
Imagine living there.
Yeah.
Imagine living in New Orleans. How long would it take for you to put on 10, 15, 20? It's like what do they call it, the freshman 15? Yeah, the New Orleans 15, real quick. So he goes to Sacramento, or he comes from Sacramento to New Orleans. He's putting weight on again, and obviously he was getting bigger, but his weight has never, ever, ever wavered in any team official media guy. He was media guide. He was listed at 270 for every single season he was in Sacramento. The Pelicans listed him at 270. Tonight, the Golden State Warriors are listing DeMarcus Cousins at 270 pounds. So no one even really knows. I'm sure the Warriors do.
Sure.
But we don't really know how much he weighs. The post-Achilles study found that no player above 285 pounds was ever able to return to production that equaled better than 70% of their player efficiency rating or scoring average after the injury. No players above 285 pounds were able to play more than 66% of their games or have performance levels within 50% of their prior level. Now, you know when that would be a really big problem? If the guy who tore his Achilles came back and that guy was coming back with a torn Achilles as your number one option. I could see how that would take your season right down the drain quickly as he's trying to rehab off a catastrophic injury while the league is just testing him each and every night. The Golden State Warriors aren't dependent on DeMarcus hitting a single bucket between now and the end of the year to maybe be the one seed. Like, look at what they just did in the two games without him. They clearly don't need him. This is all luxury item. It really is. Now, he will help them in terms of depth and setting up the bench, but good God, like there are a whole bunch of cautionary tales about this guy. Elton Brand is maybe the closest comparison that you're going to see. Elton Brand suffered an Achilles tear. He came back, and then he hurt his right hamstring. So hopefully this isn't one of those, well, if one leg is hurt, you're going to end up hurting your other leg because you're overcompensating.
Right.
Like, other injuries could now be an issue for DeMarcus. That's kind of what sunk Elton Brand. I want to wrap up with this before we go to a little 5 before 5. From Haberstroh. As good as Elton Brand was, the Duke product was never quite the caliber of Cousins, who is already twice the number of All-Star appearances as Elton Brand did. You add the backdrop of a championship quest, and the rest of this Warriors season is uncharted territory. 5 before 5 is next.
Some things you need to know. Some things you want to know. It's 5 before 5 on 95.7, The Game.
A big Boogie Friday rolls along here on 95.7, The Game, with a little 5 before 5. Gianna Franco, it is a Friday afternoon, which means you got a 5-pack of tickets to give away.
Yes, I do. To the California Academy of Sciences, I will take number 5. Dial us up. 1-888. I'm having pregnancy brain right now. What's our number?
888-957-9570.
Wow, I've been here for 7 years, and I can't believe I totally just forgot that.
That's all right. It's okay. You are pregnant.
I have a pregnancy moment right there. Okay. Yeah, dial us up. You get a 5-pack to go to California Academy of Sciences, which is always a lot of fun. You ready, Damon?
I don't know what pregnancy has to do with the phone number, but here we go.
I couldn't remember it. 1-888-957-9570. Wow.
Number one.
Okay, so this morning with JoLo and Dibs,
yes,
they had a little fun. I guess Joe Fortenbaugh came up with some prop bets in honor of Boogie's debut tonight
at
Staples Center against the Clippers. So I'm going to ask you about a couple of them. You ready?
Yes.
All right, over under 15 minutes and 30 seconds of game time for Boogie.
Over, but not by much.
Okay. Boogie's first field goal attempt, make or miss?
Make it.
Okay.
And it'll be a nice little shot from the high post, corner elbow.
Boogie total points over under 8.5.
Over. He is 12 tonight.
12. All right. I'm writing these down so we can go over them on Monday. Will Boogie make a 3-point shot? Yes or no?
Yes.
These are fun, huh? Boogie total rebounds over under 4.5.
Over.
Over. All right. All right. Boogie total assists over under 4.
Under.
Okay.
He's got to figure out his teammates before he's going to be Johnny Helper out there.
Okay, understandable. What color headband will Boogie be wearing? A, white, B, yellow, C, blue, D, other.
Do we know what color uniforms the Warriors are wearing tonight? Do we know what they've got on the road this evening? I know that the NBA threw out the, you wear home at white, you wear whatever your primary color is on the road. It's not like that anymore. So there's a very good chance they could show up tonight wearing the white home uniforms, in which if the unis are white, how about the headband will correspond with whatever color uniform they're wearing. If they're coming out in yellows, it'll be yellow. If they're in their blues, it'll be blue or white. If they're wearing whites, it'll be white.
Okay, I'm going to say white just in general. I think it's
white's the safe bet.
I think it's the safe bet too.
Yeah.
A couple more. Will Boogie receive a technical foul tonight?
By the way, I just want you to know that Kathy in San Jose is saying Prego brain is real.
Oh,
you
no.
have a defender up here.
It,
on the
it
text
is a
line.
Real thing. You tend to have like short-term memory loss sometimes.
Okay, well that's
it
what
really
I'm going to say next time. It'll be like stroke or pregnant.
It actually happens. All right, what do you think? Does Boogie get a tech tonight?
No.
Best on his best behavior.
Best behavior tonight. There's no way. Unless he's going out there for like his own personal Gordie Howe hat trick, he's not going to be happy without a dunk, a three, and a tech. The goal Gordie Howe hat trick was a goal, assist, and a fight.
Right.
So we'll see what he does. We'll see what he's got.
All right. Will he be on the floor by the end of the game?
No, I don't think he's going to be out there at the end of the game. They're going to have him off the floor because the Warriors are going to be up comfortably, we hope.
And he spoke about it earlier. They plan on playing him kind of in spurts. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
It does.
Will the Warriors cover the 6-point spread?
Sure, why not? The way that they've been playing, it's tough to bet against them. It can't be, DeMarcus is not going to be the reason why this team forgets how to shoot like it's been shooting. They've been bonkers lately. So hopefully that rolls. They've gone 6 in a row now. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. And DeMarcus Cousins is the most skilled player they've had at the position in this entire run, in this entire decade, in the entire decade before that, and maybe before that. So, like, how could he do that much damage? If even 70% of him is better than 100% of the dudes you used to roll out at the five. So, okay, let's go.
All right, fair enough.
Number two.
So this is also about DeMarcus Cousins, because this is kind of funny. I guess eagle-eyed viewers watching Wednesday night's Warriors game saw an unusual fashion statement, Damon, on the Golden State bench. So DeMarcus had a black hoodie on, and it looked like he had an unfortunate shopping mistake. Have you ever left a store with the security tag on?
No.
Okay, well, it's actually happened to me before. And then you get home, you're like, how am I supposed to wear this? You got to find some pliers to try to get it off.
How'd you get the security tag out of the store without the store?
You know, sometimes they'll beep and they know you paid for the item. And they'll say,
go
ahead. Yeah, it's happened before. I mean,
why would you want to take a security tag off?
Well, they'll check and might not see it. That's the thing. And think it's a malfunction with the security system. So basically, you had a security tag. So I wonder, did he accidentally walk out of Nordstrom's with it? Well, no. Alas, we're all just behind on the fashion times. Apparently, the mock security tag is actually an intentional feature of a nearly $500 sweatshirt that he was wearing. A simple black sweatshirt had a security tag on it, which you don't want. $500.
Remember when I told you that everybody is so desperate to look cool? What if that were a stolen item, you'd be cooler or something? That's really stupid.
The brand is Palm Angel. And if you wanted one for yourself, too bad. The hoodie just went on sale. So it was $299 on sale, which is a bargain, apparently.
If you're spending,
but all sold out.
If you're spending $300 on a hoodie, you're not doing it right. If you are.
And that's sale price, by the way.
There's nothing less gangster than spending a lot of money on a fake stolen item.
Crazy, huh? Isn't that a weird fashion statement?
I tell you what, the fact that he was wearing that last night means the Clippers might win tonight. That's much I don't like that.
Let me put that down on the prop bed. Because of DeMarcus's sweatshirt
Because of
choice.
The fake security tag, that is some poserific nonsense
Dude,
right there. It really
Damon,
is.
Damon, check this out.
Don't tell me, like, I ain't hip, I ain't cool.
Well, no. I was thinking of getting
you're wearing
you
a
one.
Security tag, for Christ's sake.
I was thinking of getting you the vest version, which they have. down vest looks really warm and cozy with the security tag on it. I just got to drop $1,500.
Please save your money.
Okay. If you insist.
You know what I think would be really funny to do? Like go into a store with a whole bunch of security tags. And when your friend is bent over or something, like you staple it to the back of her jacket. So now all of a sudden they're chasing her out of the store wherever she goes.
That's terrible.
Number three.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Anyway, all right. So I don't know how this was kept so quiet, but did you see Bob Costas left NBC Sports? Happened a couple days ago.
Yeah, it was very little fanfare. Normally a broadcaster of his stature leaves a network after decades. There's a big send-off. There's no big send-off for this at all. Obviously, Bob is pivoting to another station, another network, another entity to deliver his goods. So NBC probably doesn't want to send him off with a whole bunch of fanfare to go watch him somewhere else. But it really is amazing how under the radar this happened. I guess Bob picked the wrong week to retire.
Well, and he was there since 1979. I mean, he had a very long stint with NBC Sports.
He's the Dick Clark of sports broadcasters.
He is, absolutely. We knew he was stepping down from the Olympics. That happened a couple of years ago. But
he doesn't like the NFL anymore. He is Mr. Anti-Concussion Guy, so he doesn't do anything with the NFL and their head trauma issues. And he basically crapped all over the league in his halftime segments when NBC was doing the game. So they got rid of him. They moved on from him. I mean, Bob kind of aged himself out of the game.
I think he did too. He did say that he wants to do something a little bit different. It's time for a change. Maybe some more long-form programming and commentary on special events. Something different. Okay, fine. And he said, his decision to leave was mutual. It was settled. It was very quiet, very easy, quietly and happily for all concerned. So no more Bob Costas on NBC Sports. It just seems like the end of an era.
Okay. I'm going to miss Bob in a slight weird way. I grew up,
sure,
I mean, like Bob.
Sure. He's Bob, one of your favorites, isn't he?
He really is. Like when people used to ask me, what kind of broadcaster do you want to be? I said, I'd like to be somewhere in between Bob Costas meets Howard Stern.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Number four.
Mike Tyson. You know he has a love for cats. Very big, big cats.
I saw The Hangover.
Yes, but he actually owns a couple tigers. Well, how did this all come about? Here's the answer.
So I'm in prison. I'm talking to my car dealer. He has some cars that belong to a friend of mine that's both a friend of ours. And he's discussing if he doesn't pay for these cars, I'm going to sell these cars to somebody and get some horses and stuff. I said, well, you can get horses and trade horses in for cars? Because I had a lot of cars. So I said, I'll probably get some horses too. And he said, yeah, man, you get cougars, lions, tigers. I know this guy got exotic. I said, you do? Can you get me some tigers? He said, yeah. And the guy said, man, imagine how cool that be. You'd be, because I had a bunch of fans. Because imagine that, man, you'd be in an Aston Martin or a Ferrari, you have a tiger right next to you, man. That would be so awesome. And I'm a young guy. I'm a prisoner. I'm saying to myself, wow, that would be cool, right? I said, yeah, get me some cubs, man.
That is from the Joe Rogan Experience podcast.
You know what would be a lot cooler than that fake security tag on your sweatshirt? A tiger in the passenger seat of your Ferrari.
Apparently, that's how Mike Tyson rolls. That's crazy. There's nothing quite like a life where you can trade an exotic car for an exotic animal.
Yeah, that's
unreal.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. Well, you know what's incredible? That you have not played this song for me today.
Number five.
Oh, you want your little taste of honey?
I need a little taste of honey. I need a little boogie oogie oogie. This is for you, text line. Number five is all about you in honor of Boogie Cousins' debut with the Warriors. Here you go. You're welcome, text line. You're welcome.
I feel good about it.
You feel good about it?
No, just leave it up. Leave it up. We're just going to rock with it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.